Einstein deserves the credit.
He's victorious. The theory is Einstein's.
On November 25th, 1915, a momentarily triumphant Albert Einstein holds in his hands what he believes is the final equation for the general theory of relativity, his theory of gravity, just in time for his presentation at the Prussian Academy.
He goes to the academy and he speaks. Not for very long. It's a short paper. With that, you have the general theory of relativity, which describes how space and time tell matter and energy where to go. Matter and energy tell space and time how to look. Utterly different view of what our universe is like. Who knows how much applause he got? Nobody does.
Everyone suddenly found themselves confronted with the idea that this strange German Jew had overthrown Newton's ideas of gravity. What exactly this meant now, no one was quite sure.
There's still no physical proof of it.
No one understood Einstein.
Einstein believes he has finally got his theory right, but he knows that it won't be accepted until he can prove it. And he can't prove it without photographs of a total solar eclipse. For that, Einstein will have to wait. Again.